The Reds trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Marlins. A young fan gives D. Gordon a kick in the shin there. Gordon in a little pain. Don't worry, he'd be okay and stay in the game. We pick up the action in the fourth, game tied at one. Scooter Gennett at the dish facing Tom Kohler.
That sounded like a broken bat. And is it caught? It is gone. A home run for Scooter Gennett. Sounded like he broke his bat.
Five games over the 500 mark. Here's a looping liner into right, and Gennett is struck again. A run is in. Gennett bangs another run in. High fly ball hit back into left. It's hit well on the warning track. And looking up, it's gone. As Suarez climbs one out of here, his 16th homer of the year.
Drive into right center field. This one hit pretty well, and this one will go.
Barnhart's third home run of the year, and the Reds continue to add to the lead. It now stands at 6-1.
Bryce Iglesias with a 17th save as the Reds salvage the final game of the series, taking it 6-3. Sal Romano notches the win, allowing one run in six frames, striking out seven. Billy Hamilton, three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Scooter Gennett finishes with two hits and two RBIs. The Reds take the series finale against the Marlins. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Yeah, you know, Sal did a really nice job. I thought he settled in after the first two. I think it was around 40-plus pitches after two innings and settled in. I think innings three and four were pretty important because he got through that lineup pretty quickly. And it's, you know, it's a good lineup. That's not an easy matchup. They stacked the lefties. You got Stanton in there on the front end. You got a speed guy like Gordon. And I think that was big. I think with Gordon getting on with a two-strike bunt hit, you know, getting into scoring position right away and Sal being able to leave him out there was a great way for us to get the game underway. Yeah, you know, he's just, you know, I think we talked about it in the second part of last year, is just how hard he's hitting the ball, comparatively speaking. And he's hitting the ball on the screws again. He's driving the ball. He's making hard contact, driving the ball over the infielder, splitting the gaps. Just, I think, really good quality at bats. And also sometimes taking a strike that he didn't think is a good pitch to hit or doesn't think is a good pitch to hit early in the at bat and being comfortable that he can hit with a strike or two on him. So, you know, his influence at the top of the order when he's going well is really big to our offense.
Sal Romano notches the win, allowing one run in six frames, striking out seven. He spoke after the game.
I think just attacking the strike zone, using all my pitches. I threw my changeup a decent amount today, kept him off my fastball, threw a couple, you know, pretty good curveballs, and just able to locate my, I think fastball location is definitely number one. Well, it's great, but I try not to, you know, look about it about me. It's about the team, and the team really needed a win today, and I was able to do my job, and they did their job, and we got the win.
Billy Hamilton, a nice effort with three hits, an RBI, and a run scored in the victory.
You know, I mean, for me, coming here, just getting work in and then getting better every single day is what it's about, you know. They always say it's not how you start, but if you can continue to get better throughout the season, it's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, just coming in here, working hard, like just wanting to get better is the main thing. Like I said, it's something that's been working out for me. I just got to keep going and just keep having good at-bats. You get home and then you not think about baseball for a few days and get it off your mind and not think about what you did the first half and then come out the second half and try to play better. But it's just something that it's always great to have those 4 days off and get a lot of rest and get your body back healed up. So like I said, it's always good to have those 4 days off.
Up next, the Reds play a makeup game against the Indians on Monday.